Okay, I'm gonna do this very short video to answer this question. I think this question is a very commonly asked question at different part of a property cycle. So when the market is a bull market, people ask this question. When the market is a bear market, people ask this question. This question is being asked every day. So now I feel that the market is slowing down. Interest rate is going down. People still asking this question. My answer is still the same, okay? So you can guess my answer. If you watch enough of my video, right? Guess my answer now, okay? Guess my answer now. The question that people like to ask me is, Aaron, should I buy now? Or what should I buy at this moment, okay? The thing is, if you don't need to buy, don't buy. I feel that last time, during the bull market, a lot of people, when they don't need to buy, right, they still buy. Why? Because they FOMO. They scared. If I don't buy now, the price will keep going up. Now, prices stagnant. Prices may go down anytime. Definitely not today, but anytime later. We are very near and we are very close. If you are in the market today, if you are an agent, you will know what is the market today and you will have the same consensus as me, as what I described the market in my video. You will understand what I mean. But if you are not, you are just some anybody, just going property guru to look and you see, wow, you know, people still selling at a very high price and all these things, then you won't understand the market. Because if you still think that people is selling at a high price, means that the market is very good, then there's something wrong lah. There's something wrong with your understanding. Because when the people selling high price, right, it doesn't mean that they get to sell their unit. It's just that they are greedy. They want to try their luck. Do they get to sell their unit? Do they sell off their unit? They don't, you know? So today, I would say that it's a time where prices are slowly slowing down. So the FOMO effect is kind of weakening. I wouldn't say that it's gone completely. It's weakening. So when the FOMO effect weakens, right, people start to ask this question again. Am I really ready to buy? Should I really buy now? I feel that when it comes to property, right, if you are buying for own stay, just buy. I see some people, they try to sell high, buy low. I can tell you that this method doesn't work well. Because today, if you think that you can sell high now, you really can't sell high now anymore. If you think you can buy low now, you really can't buy low now anymore also. Why? The reason is because, right, when, how long are you going to wait till you buy? I know customer, not my customer, okay? I know people that try to sell high, then try to go out and rent. Then they get into a lot of rental issues. Then they wait and wait. And then they realize that, hey, why prices not dropping, like still the same, Then I pay so much for my rental already, What should I do next, Then they get very confused. They get very lost in the market. I have this conversation with my agents, almost every week, the same thing, but happen on different people. Now you want to go to the market to try to sell high, it's not easy. You know, it's very hard to find one gong gong to buy from you. Then it's even harder to go and out to the market and think that somebody will sell you low. So we are at our pace, the market is slowing, but it's not, the price is not dropping, you know, the price is not going to drop tremendously, 10-20%. It's not going to happen to this property market in Singapore. So people don't understand what is going on. So my advice is again, if you need to buy, buy. If you don't need to buy, don't buy. If you try to sell high and buy low, it's impossible. Don't do this kind of thing, okay? If you have an investment unit and you're thinking, should you sell or should you rent? I can only tell you, rental has dropped. This is over the statistic thing, you know, everybody knows. Of course, your location good, your condo good, then your rental is still okay. But if you look at the overall statistics, a lot of people are suffering. Rental has dropped, tenants, it's not so easy to find. So you must ask yourself, is this property worth holding on? I always make this example out of a lot of my clients' scenario. If you hold a property and the property price is dropping, yet the rental price is not increasing, okay, then why keep the property? Imagine today, your rental price can be there, okay, but you realize that your property price is dropping. Then what's the point of keeping that property? Because don't forget, every time you collect rental income, you need to pay property tax and income tax. You need to pay more property tax and you need to pay income tax. If you sell away your property, you don't need to pay a capital gain tax. You don't need to pay a tax on your profits. So it's always better to make money out of your sale rather than out of rental. Okay, so I hope I give you a kind of an idea of how the whole system works so that you understand. Don't make stupid decisions. Now is really not the time to try to sell high, because in the end, you will not get it. Okay, I can tell you that you can try. Try 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You will realize that you don't get viewing. If not, some of the units, they get a lot of viewing. After months, they don't sell off. I already have a lot of sellers calling me back. After they call me, they tell me this price. I tell them cannot. They get another agent to try. Then after a few months, they call me. They tell me that the agent never bring people up, or the agent bring a lot of people up, but they still don't get the price they want. What should they do? You know, I already get a lot of these scenarios for the past few months. So I just want to attend to this question here. Give you a better idea of what is happening. Don't get confused. So hit the like button, subscribe button. Okay, I see you in the next episode. It's not easy to make a video. It takes you nothing to hit the like button. So I hope you can support the video so that more people can have this video reach to more people and more people watch the video. Okay, and this can help more people. Thank you and bye bye.